A. Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci was one of the great creative minds of the Italian Renaissance, hugely influential as an artist and sculptor, but also immensely talented as an engineer, scientist, and inventor. Leonardo da Vinci was born on the 15th of April, 1452, near the Tuscan town of Vinci, the illegitimate son of a local lawyer. He was apprenticed to the sculptor and painter Andrea del Verrocchio in Florence, and in 1478 became an independent master. In about 1483, he moved to Milan to work for the ruling Sforza family as an engineer, sculptor, painter, and architect. Then he produced the famous Madonna on the Rocks and the Last Supper, which has been described as one of the greatest spiritual paintings. Unfortunately, over the time, the quality of the original painting has deteriorated despite frequent restoration attempts. During his time in Florence, he painted several portraits, but the only one that survives is the famous Mona Lisa, 1503 to 1506. The Mona Lisa is one of the world's most famous and intriguing pictures. It is a portrait of a wife of a Florentine noble. For several days, she came to Leonardo and sat for her portrait to be painted. However, she refused to smile. Leonardo even tried hiring musicians, but to no avail. One day, just for a fleeting second, she gave a faint smile, and Leonardo was able to capture it. Her smile encapsulates a tremendous mysteriousness, which is both fascinating and intriguing. In 1517, at the invitation of the French King Francis I, Leonardo moved to the Chateau of Clos, near Amboise, in France, where he died on the 2nd of May, 1519. The fame of Da Vinci's surviving paintings has meant that he has been regarded primarily as an artist, but the thousands of surviving pages of his notebooks reveal the most eclectic and brilliant of minds. He wrote in left-handed mirror script and drew on subjects including geology, anatomy, which he studied in order to paint the human form more accurately, flight, gravity, and optics. He invented the bicycle, airplane, helicopter, and parachute, some 500 years ahead of their time. Da Vinci's place as a pioneering scientist is beyond dispute. Yet his true genius was not as a scientist or an artist, but as a combination of the two, an artist-engineer. His painting was scientific, based on a deep understanding of the workings of the human body and the physics of light and shade. His science was expressed through art, and his drawings and diagrams show what he meant and how he understood the world to work.